This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a song about freedom.
Here's what I tell everyone.
And the Stars and Stripes.
I was born by God's dear grace.
And the flag still flying.
An extraordinary place.
I love Aaron Tippin. I love the inspiration that comes with this song. But I'm trying to reconcile it with a letter we got here from Simone Gold of America's Frontline Doctors. A previous guest of ours on the program. See if you think this is too strong. She says, we've lost many of our constitutional rights. Freedom of religion. Only if you follow the religion of public health. Pastors, priests, and rabbis bowed down to the false god of government when tyrannical governors prohibited or limited in-person religious events. Think about that. Free speech, not anymore. Controlled and censored speech is the order of the day. Critical thinking is mocked. Doctors are threatened by the medical establishment for asking scientific questions about COVID, early treatments, and vaccine-related illnesses. I want you to tell me if this is too dramatic, too... What's the word I'm looking for, guys? All right.
You know, one of those meetings where you're sitting at the table and...
Yep, change my mind or prove me wrong.
Change my mind. There you go. Sorry. Well, same sentiment, though.
Same premise. Yeah.
Right, right.
Is this too harsh, too strong? Should we try and change your mind on this? There you go, guys. Free press wiped out. Five corporations control 90% of America's news outlets. That's how you get from...
That's true. That's a fact.
That's how you get from, there's nothing to see at the border. Wait a minute, the IRS, it fixed that whole $600 thing. Now it's $10,000 a year. Wait a minute, do the math. They could still snoop. Five corporations control 90% of America's news outlets. Think of that. Wow. Comcast, Disney, Viacom, CBS, News Corp, and AT&T. So you have the official narrative parroted verbatim and incessantly. Kind of like China, kind of like North Korea. No wonder a recent Rasmussen poll found that over 60% of the American people view the press as the enemy of the people. How about freedom of assembly? Do we have that? The government threatening organizations who don't social distance, who refuse to wear a mask, who won't abide by limits on the number of people who can attend rallies. Including, by the way, the author of this, America's Frontline Doctors. Freedom to petition the government. She says, I am, for all practical purposes, under house arrest with no formal charges brought against me. Why? Because I petitioned my government and now have lost my constitutional rights and I'm not alone. Do we have a Fourth Amendment? Right to bodily integrity. This is essentially gone. Through coercive tactics to force Americans to accept an experimental treatment they don't want and don't need. Fifth Amendment, due process, don't get her started, she says. There are good people, Americans, who are languishing in jail as I write you. Pre-trial based upon accusations only. Sixth Amendment, speedy and public trial, gone. No trial? Well, the U.S. government promised to give us our day in court. No longer will the U.S. government promise to give us our day in the court, much less before a jury of our peers for all to see. So-called secret court. Seventh Amendment, trial by jury. Due to lockdowns, the accused are held without a trial for jury by weeks or months. She writes, I always thought I lived in the United States of America, not in some communist dictatorship. And what are the excuses for erasing our Constitution? Medical safety. economic security, and religious duty. But we cannot afford to overlook the underlying theme to all three, tyranny. This is madness and it must stop. The White House is pitting the vaxxed against the unvaxxed, creating a scenario whereby they are imposing their imperialism and decrees on both groups. Benjamin Rush said, unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to others. The Constitution of this Republic should make special privilege for medical freedom as well as religious freedom. You agree with that?
Absolutely.
Has this pandemic taught us that?
Oh, at least.
She ends with, it begins with you and me. Together we can beat back the forces of tyranny with your faithful support. Simone Gold, founder of America's Frontline Doctors. Boy, they have been maligned and denigrated and shamed. And I'm not sure what she's talking about being a prisoner in her own home here. I don't know. We better get her back on to find out what that's all about. But as I went through that list and saw that note from her, I thought, wow. Drip, 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 drip. And you know, you fight on one front and then another one comes up. The border's a mess and then they're trying to ram this through Congress. It's just one thing after another. By the way, speaking of the border, Senator Kevin Cramer is going down there on Friday. Looking forward to getting a full report on all of that, because he'll be at the southern border.
We go greet the new caravan coming in.
I think Texas has said we've had enough.
What do you do though? How have you seen the numbers? It's crazy.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, the Mexican army's got it covered. Did you see that?
Yeah, that was an effort.
Folded like a cheap suit in about 30 seconds.
Like seven deuce in a hold-up game, as they
Oof,
say.
Oh, my. 701-258-0550. Do you think America's frontline doctors should be proven wrong in this? This is, come on, it's not that bad. Everything's fine. Texter says, according to David Fisher of Landmark Capital, this bill will be paid for, with our 401k and retirement accounts. That's why O'Biden is saying no increase to the national debt. No increase to the national debt, but one for me, two for the government, none for you. Wow. Texter says, that caller earlier got a little heated about the infrastructure bill. Here's what he does not understand. If Mitch McConnell wanted to put a vote to pass the first infrastructure bill, the Democrats would have gotten rid of the filibuster. It's not worth throwing away the filibuster for a month and a half when they have to vote for another budget bill. Pretty easy to understand when you look into why 19 Republican senators voted for hard infrastructure. All right, another take on that. Superb article in the September issue of Imprimis. You ought to read it. The January 6th Insurrection Hoax by Roger Kimball. I have read it, and I agree with you that it's a good article, and I agree with him that it was a hoax. It was a made-for-TV event. They used it for the exact purposes they got out of it, and they're still using it. And sadly, some Republicans are going along with it, like Liz Cheney and others. I mean, if everything we have to deal with right now, by the way, what insurrection? What did they actually, nobody asked themselves this, but what was the outcome of January 6th? Nothing changed.
Nope.
They did exactly what they said they were going to do. Some police officers lost their life as a result of natural events. That's sad, that whatever, heart attacks, whatever. And you had the tragedy of how Ashley Babbitt's situation was handled all the way around. But, I mean, as far as any outcome that somehow was, you know, an insurrection, it was not. Nothing changed. I get a kick out of this. So they, you know, they hyperventilate over it. Even the idea that, oh, Trump organized what? What was the outcome that was different? People broke the law and went into the Capitol. Bad idea. Very bad idea. Not wise for anybody to have broken any law. No different than, the border and breaking in there. Just hard stop. But there was not an outcome that changed an election, changed anything. Just amazed that that is continues to be so confusing for folks. What else we got here for texters? On what's on your mind? Mother of all caravans inbound. Yeah. Seen Griff Jenkins from Fox is actually embedded.
Yeah, with him.
Actually coming up from the southern border and having a conversation and chronicling all of this on the Fox News Channel. Kudos to Griff. You can find out what's happening. And the Texas National Guard is marshaling assets all across the border. They are prepared for it, and they are arresting. Stay tuned.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
On good authority that meatloaf makes everything better. What do you guys think of that? Meatloaf?
PetroServe meatloaf, yeah.
Meatloaf will make everything better.
My mother-in-law's are PetroServe, and you got me.
There you go. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience is what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA. Meatloaf is served up in Glendon today, as well as West Main Avenue, West Fargo. The meatball dinner in Harwood. Your choice of chicken pot pie or How about this? Hot beef sandwich. There you go. Valley City. They'll make a homemade burger for you, too. Hand-pattied Valley Meats. You'll love it.
Oh, man.
Petro Serve USA.
Intended.
Bison game this weekend, so you ought to register for a chance to win one of those $500 gift cards from Petro Serve USA. They draw on game day. Two of those, not one, but two. Petro Serve USA. John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment in a moment. Senator John Homan at the bottom of the hour. Right now, Chad and Dickinson. Chad, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you mentioned nothing happened after January 6th. Nothing changed, and you're kind of right, and they did get exactly what they wanted. But the D.C. Capitol Police budget got a massive increase, and I thought I heard some talk about them getting some headquarters around the United States in the big cities, and that sounds like federalizing a police force to me and giving them the money to do it.
I heard something about that, too. I'm trying to remember how that was explained.
Well, it ends with Minority Report-type scenario where you've got a federalized police force that can institute laws on a command and, well, goodbye, 10th Amendment.
Chad, appreciate the call. So many fronts to fight on right now. John Hinderrocker, the Senator of the American Experiment, is here to tell us about a few of those. Very important election. Coming up in Minneapolis next week. And the Center of the American Experiment has done a wonderful job of standing up for that blue line. John, how are you?
Hey, doing great, Scott.
Any sense on how this is going to play out or how that vote's going to go related to defunding the police or transforming to a Department of Public Safety rather than law enforcement? What's the mood down there?
I think it's going to be close, Scott. The early betting was that this ballot proposition, which no one understands, you know, there's litigation over the explanation of it. They changed the description of it. People think it kind of stands for defunding the police, but it doesn't quite say that. So it's really unknown what consequences we'll have if it passes. The early betting was that it was probably going to pass. I mean, there's a lot of left-wing voters in the city of Minneapolis. And I know that some people have been trying to educate, in particular, minority voters, who are the ones most subject to crime, most often victimized by crime, to help them to understand what's going on, what this ballot proposition could mean. And it's an odd-numbered year when a lot of people don't vote. And so driving the turnout is going to be really important. At this point, Scott, I don't think anybody knows how it's going to go.
And what would it do if this does pass? What will be the boots on the ground change to law enforcement in Minneapolis?
We really don't know, Scott, because the proposition, among other things, says that this new public safety department may include police officers, right? So, you know, it seems like it's just wide open for city administration to tinker around, implement trendy left-wing ideas, to hire people they call violence interrupters, who frequently turn out to be former gang members or maybe current gang members, you know, or social workers or, you know, God only knows what. And what, of course, the city of Minneapolis needs right now is a strengthening of the police department. They've had a ton of resignations, of retirements, of disability claims. No one's joining the Minneapolis Police Department. They can't recruit. And obviously what they need is a bigger, better, stronger police department to combat crime. But that obviously, too, is not what this proposition has in mind.
Some of the leadership in Minneapolis has sort of, stirred the pot initially on a lot of this and then backed away from it. Isn't the mayor campaigning against this now, having, led to a lot of this hysteria?
I think that's right, Scott. Ironically, Mayor Jacob Fry, it looks like the most conservative mayor candidate on the ballot. I mean, it's just frightening. I'll give you another example, Scott. This is city council, not mayor, but there was an article in the paper yesterday about a city council candidate who wants everyone in the city of Minneapolis to live in a straw house. She lives in a straw house for, I don't know, environmental reasons or something, and she wants everybody in the city of Minneapolis to live in straw houses. I mean, this is the level of insanity to which the city has descended.
By the way, we just got a report that Dr. Scott Jensen, a guest of ours yesterday, candidate for governor of Minnesota, and someone unafraid to speak out with a different opinion on COVID. He's not an anti-vaxxer. He's been vaccinated, but he's just very disturbed on how any opinion that differs with anybody is shouted down. He early on was saying, wait a minute, why are we being forced to code deaths as COVID when it is one factor of many and not necessarily the cause of death? Now being investigated as to his medical license for the fifth time, just announced, just found this out moments ago. Give us an update on the COVID crazy Minnesota these days.
Yeah, well, there's this you know, really fascist tendency, and whatever the party line is at the moment, nobody can contradict it. And so Scott Jensen is a terrific doctor. He's a friend of mine, great guy, gubernatorial candidate. They keep trying to investigate him for not towing the party line. And one thing going on, Scott, is that a lot of people who have been fully vaccinated are contracting COVID, are being hospitalized with COVID, maybe from COVID, and in some cases dying with COVID or maybe from COVID. And the state government is trying to keep that quiet. But if you actually look at the numbers, and they try to obscure it, but we're seeing a rapidly increasing number of so-called breakthrough cases where fully vaccinated people are nevertheless contracting COVID. And this is not the party line was, you know, everybody must be vaccinated. And if we're all vaccinated, then the battle is won, right? And it's not turning out that way at all. And it's kind of ridiculous to try to force everyone to be vaccinated. And Scott, I've been vaccinated. I was one of the first to be vaccinated. I'm for it. I recommend it. You know, but we've got to have free and open discussion about these issues with honesty about what the facts are.
Every time I talk to John about some of these fronts in Minnesota, I'm glad I live in North Dakota. It's one of the reasons they were excited about the expansion of their good work at the Center for the American Experiment into North Dakota. You can help that effort at AmericanExperiment.org. That's the website, and find out about all the fronts they are fighting on, including, by the way, great work on the critical race theory and stopping that battle as well. We're seeing that play out now in a governor's race that's going to be fascinating to watch next week as well out there in Virginia. John Hinderbacher, thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Bye-bye.
AmericanExperiment.org to find out more. AmericanExperiment.org. All right, short break, back with more on What's on Your Mind after a timeout. Senator John Hoeven, when we come back, questions or comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550 or text us 237-1590. More after this.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The initial autopsy for Brian Laundrie's cause of death was inconclusive, according to the Laundrie family attorney, Stephen Bertolino, on Monday, adding that Laundrie's remains will now be sent to an anthropologist for further evaluation. The White House on Monday rejected two more of President Trump's claims of executive privilege over releasing documents to the mostly partisan January 6th committee. A national car rental company is ready to introduce electric Teslas to its fleet. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Those in a rental car could soon get a Tesla when they use Hertz in the future. The Florida-based company is ordering 100,000 Teslas by the end of next year. Tesla Model 3s will be available starting early next month in major markets across the United States. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Tim. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On your mind, grab your calendar and see how things look on Tuesday, November 9th. Would you like to join us for a free 2021 Ag and Energy Tour of North Dakota? North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions is sponsoring this again, and it's fun. It's a good time to get some folks loaded up in a bus and go for a little tour of North Dakota farms and ranches and see how energy and agriculture work so well together in North Dakota. Breakfast and lunch provided, and the trip is absolutely free. So it's Tuesday, November 9th. If you'd like to go, you'd like some more information, reserve your spot by calling Tammy. It's 701-400-9482, 701-400-9482, or email Tammy with a Y at ndforallenergy.org, ndforallenergy.org, and find out more on their website, too, at ndforallenergy.org. But the good work they're doing, ndforallenergy.org. An energy and ag tour on Tuesday the 9th should be great. Senator Hovind will join us momentarily. We have a question about Newsmax from Clinton Bismarck's. Clint, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. If you get a chance to watch, Newsmax has a program called Socialism in America. And I challenge all 100 senators to watch that program. And it more or less is explaining to you that what's going on right now, we're already socialists. When they start passing these infrastructure, so-called infrastructure bills, and we shut down private infrastructure like Keystone Pipeline, that's the infrastructure we need, public or privately funded. And I challenge them to watch that program. And I also challenge and would like to spearhead an effort that that film is shown in K through 12 in North Dakota. Every single school needs to show that program. And I have emailed Newsmax, and I'd like to get that for educational purposes. And we need to make this happen. We're not teaching our youth and our own senators don't understand what's happening. And if
Newsmax,
they do, they should be ashamed of themselves.
Doesn't Newsmax remind you what Fox used to be? I just love it. Just refreshing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's great. And what's the program called again, Clint?
Socialism in America. I know it's being shown a few more times here late October, early November. Go on our website. You can watch it. Everybody should watch that program.
Clint, thanks for the tip. Appreciate it very much. Senator John Hovind is here on What's on Your Mind. Questions or comments, welcome for him at 258-0550 or text us 701-237-1590. Senator Hoeven, how are you?
Good, Scott. Greetings to you and greetings to your listeners.
Welcome back. So is there any doubt that some kind of a reconciliation, social infrastructure, socialism push is going to pass at some point here?
You know, I don't know. I obviously hope not. We're pushing back every way we can. Clearly, it's not good for the country. It's, they want to not only spend on a lot of social programs, exacerbate the inflation problem, but also raise taxes. So when you combine that with this administration's agenda for increased regulation, not enforcing the border, not supporting our military, it's bad for America. And we need to push back. And so, you know, to your question, we're trying to do everything we can to stop it, and we'll have to see.
You're not taking Joe Biden's assurances that it will...
Don't pay a cent. Not a single little red cent.
You're not going to cost us anything? You're not buying that?
Well, of course. That just makes no sense. That's not right. That's false. Of course, it'll cost trillions, and not only directly in taxes. And people will pay those, in essence, pay that tax when they pay for the higher cost of goods and services. And you're seeing that already with inflation. And even look at our state, how we're fighting to try to continue to be an energy powerhouse for the country. And the administration's, through taxation, regulation, and these other steps, is hurting our ability to generate that energy. And, of course, that drives up costs. And that's another example. So, matter of fact, tomorrow we're having a press conference, Senator Barrasso and myself, others, on how, you know, that producing energy is so important, and we need to help doing that, not to be opposed in that effort to produce energy here at home, and talking about the inflation problem as well on the Senate floor.
Eric in Minot, question for Senator Hoeven. Go ahead, Eric. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, babe, thanks for taking calls today. There's a lot of politicians that won't do that. But I just had something to say. That last caller made a good point with educating our children on the dangers of socialism and communism. And we need to be more proactive in the Republican Party with going, instead of always being on the defense, kind of go on the offense and try and get some stuff going that's to our benefit instead of always fighting. So trying to protect our freedoms more with laws and of what we teach our children.
Eric, what you're saying is incredibly important, and I think the more we can foster an understanding, and you're right, we have to play offense, we have to work hard, we got to get people elected. Right now, the Democrats have the White House, they have the House, and they have the Senate, and we've got to win them back, and we've got to start getting the right kind of policies in place where we, reduce the spending, reduce the tax, reduce the regulation, and to your point, which is so important, in terms of education, people have to understand why our democracy, our freedom, and a free market system has created not only the most freedom, but the greatest economic powerhouse in the history of the world. And we can't lose that. When you look at these other countries that are socialistic and they are communist, you can see they are failed countries. We can't go that direction, and that's why your point is so important. Everybody needs to understand, our kids, all of us, we need to understand how our great country works, and we need to continue, you know, to have the kind of free enterprise system that we've always had that has made this nation so great and so strong.
Well, Eric, thanks. Let's get her done. Have a good day.
Yeah, and that's one
right
benefit.
On, yep, thank you.
One benefit, I think, of this Democratic lock on executive branch, House and Senate, is you see what their designs are, and it can at least crystallize the effort to take it on. So that's a good thing right now. Senator Kevin Cramer said recently, Marx is at the door, right?
Yeah.
So we've got an awakening of sorts and got to just say what this is and push back against it and hope we can at some point remove it brick by brick. To that point, when they pass, they ram this through by reconciliation without a single Republican vote. That's what they're trying to do. How do you undo it? If you got the House and the Senate back in 2022, are you stuck with this? Much like Obamacare was. How do you stop it once it's entrenched in law with reconciliation?
Yeah, it's like when something's going the wrong way. First, you got to stop it, and then turn around to get it going back the right way. And that's essentially what we're talking about, Scott. In other words, we've got to win the House back so that, you know, we just stop this kind of more of this kind of legislation. And then also the Senate, remember, if we can get a majority in the Senate, we can stop, hold up some of these appointments that are so bad that are exacerbating the regulatory problem. So this administration is putting through more regulation. And, you know, like the moratorium on leasing for energy development on federal lands and offshore. Sure, they've backed off that because the courts forced them to, but de facto they haven't. They're still slow rolling all the permits and everything else. So we start to get at that appointment problem of the people they're putting into these positions. So we need to stop them in the 22 election by taking control of Congress and then start to, but we can't really unwind it until we get the White House in 2024, because with the veto power and everything else, obviously it's hard to, you can stop legislation, but it's hard to pass legislation unwinding some of these things.
So whatever they pass, regardless if Republicans take control, you're saying you won't be able to undo it?
Well, the thing is, because of all the pushback that we've done on their tax and spend bill, at whatever point they pass something, if they're able to, those things are going to have sunsets on them, because we keep, you know, all this work we've done is push down the number, and hopefully we can keep pushing that number down, and hopefully we can ultimately try to block them from passing it. But again, you know, they can do it through reconciliation. But we're doing everything we can. But yes, Scott, so initially we have to try to find ways to stop it or slow it down or hold up the funding on it. But we really got to get the White House. So it's a two-step process, 22 and 24, to really start unwinding it.
Craig in Donnybrook, North Dakota. Go ahead for Senator Hovind. Are you there, Greg? One more chance there, Greg. I'm not sure if you're on mute or what, but can you hear us? I'm going to put him on hold. I'm going to go to Grant Bismarck for Senator Hovind. Grant, can you hear us?
I can.
Go ahead. Your question for Senator Hovind.
Mr. Hovind, I've basically experienced this whole experiment ever since Clinton of watching Republicans and Democrats go back and forth in power and who gets what and who gets this. And when we believe you guys are the good guys, why is it that you can't ever use your power? Even when you win your power, you are almost losing with dignity at the same time. Like, it's so frustrating to watch. And I know you can go back and say Trump, 300 judges, three Supreme Court justices. I get that. But when you have the power to do things legislatively, why is it like such a struggle that you lost but you won? When are you going to be able to change that, or can you be a leader to help change that? Because the trust of you guys winning is starting to erode, I feel, amongst the American people, even when you win. So it's kind of a complicated question, but how are you going to change that? Because everyone's fed up.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel frustrated, just like you and others do, and obviously I think that is because we have an administration and a Congress that is taking this country the wrong direction. And I think if you look back to the policies that were put in place under the Trump administration, where we were reducing the regulatory burden, where we reduced taxes, where we empowered people, wages were going up, incomes were going up. We were becoming energy self-sufficient. Look at the contracts he fought for our farmers. Look, you're seeing better farm prices now because of fighting for those trade agreements and getting sales in foreign markets. How about the strengthening of the military, respect for our police and law and order and our first responders? How about securing the border? I think all of those things are the fundamentals that make us strong. That's what we fight for every time, but that's why we need Republicans in office.
Grant, thanks for the call. Everybody's frustrated right now, no doubt about it. Another segment with Senator Hovind when we come back. Get Brian and Fargo in here, and some text questions, too, for Senator Hovind. Stay tuned. All that coming up. Don't go away.
This is Tom. Scott. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper at Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include 118 acres of exceptional cropland in Grand Forks County, North Dakota, 80 acres of excellent cropland in Trail County, and 620 acres of excellent crop and hunting land in Ramsey County. And don't forget the Dennis Johnson Equipment Estate Auction on October 27th in Kenmare, North Dakota, featuring John Deere Tractor Straightliner Semi and the McDonald 1170 Swather and hundreds of more items. You can view all of these auctions and many more auctions at Piper's.com or call Piper's 877-700-4099.
Unleaded 88 retailers across the state are participating in the third annual Pink at the Pump promotion to raise funds for breast cancer awareness. Participating retailers include PetroServe USA locations in Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, and West Fargo. Cashwise locations in Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, West Fargo, and Williston, and Tesoro in Widmere. 3 cents per gallon of unleaded 88 sold in October will go to North Dakota Women's Way. Choose the unleaded 88 nozzle in October to support breast cancer awareness.
Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started. Today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata solid.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Beer, GMC.com. All veterans, active duty guard and reserve, police, EMS, firefighters, you are invited to enjoy a complimentary turkey dinner with all the trimmings at the Bismarck Elks November 11. Tickets are limited. You do need them. Stop by Quality Inn, Action Movers, Valley Sport Marine, First International Bank and Trust, Northwest Contracting, and, of course, Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac on the Strip. Share proof of service and pick up a ticket for you and your guests free. More details at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Texter says, ask Senator Hoeven if he could put a rush on the WIP Plus program aid for farmers and ranchers due to the drought. Crop insurance does not cover our losses. We need help now, not 2 years from now.
I had hoped to be out there talking about that. some more over the last week or so. So hopefully I'll be able to do that here about the next 2 weeks. But I am putting a push on. The funding's in place. We got the $750 million for cattle. I think this is going to be pretty helpful to our farmers and ranchers, particularly out west there, our ranchers who really have had it tough with this drought. And I am putting the push on with USDA. It won't be 2 years, but it, you know, I mean, I'm hoping it's a matter of weeks and months to get it out. But I understand. And this is about keeping our, you know, our ranchers in business, not selling off their whole herds. And you've seen there's been a lot of sales this year. And so it's about the future and keeping them going for next year and beyond. So, yes, I'm working on that very hard and we'll continue to be out there working on it, talking about it. But the answer is this should be hopefully weeks and hopefully not months, but weeks, not a couple of years. I mean, we've worked very hard on it.
Texter says, Scott, I'm serious. Could you ask the senator, do I heat my home or do I eat this winter? With runaway inflation, it'll be difficult to do both. Again, I'm serious. Do I eat or heat my home?
And see, that's what we're worried about. That inflation is tough on everybody. We're seeing it. The price of gasoline's gone up about $1 from a year ago to, I think nationally, it's like $3.39 versus about, you know, $2.20 a year ago in that range. That's just one example. The price of food, the price of lumber, everything's gone up. So I hear them, and that's why we're going to have to keep working on this. And I think as people realize that, you asked earlier about that tax and spend bill. I hope enough people, you know, are aware of what the Democrats are trying to do there and push back and, you know, try to stop this so that we don't, you know, that we can try to hold this inflation down. And then as we're talking about, you know, when the Congress and the Senate back and the White House and reverse these policies that are creating hardship for people.
Jeremiah, a 23-year-old independent rancher from Medina, said, I would like to thank Senator Hovind for co-sponsoring the mandatory country of origin labeling bill. Ranchers across the state, thank you for pushing to give consumers the ability to choose to buy U.S. or foreign beef in the marketplace and grocery stores.
Well, that's the other thing for our cattle producers is not only helping them with this drought, which we're doing, and that's on track. We're going to get that. You know, there's so much concentration in that industry by the big packers. We have to not only get more pricing transparency and competition. Labeling is important, so people want to know that they're getting U.S. beef. That's very important, so I appreciate, you know, the caller. But the other thing is get more alternatives too. Really work to get, you know, these smaller processors and custom processors going so that ranchers have more options in terms of selling their beef or pork or whatever it is.
We'll get one more text in here. Ask Senator Hovind about the vax mandates from the federal agencies impacting our companies and federal contractors as well as industry. CDC and WAPA are requiring contract modifications this November requiring 100% vaccination. What will that do to the supply chain? This is coming regardless of legal status from Biden's executive order or new OSHA regs posted in the Federal Register. The federal agencies are doing it to their contracts. What can we do about it?
Yeah, we're pushing back on that. I mean, number one, first, as you and I have talked about, this vaccine mandate where they're, the administration is trying to get businesses to require their workers get vaccinated. I don't think that'll pass constitutional muster. We're pushing back on that. And then further in terms of the agencies, you know, I'm working right now with John Bozeman, who's head of the Ag Committee. I had a ranking and I'm ranking on Ag Approps, and we're putting together a letter to push back, for example, on USDA and FSA requiring these mandates. We're worried, just like your caller or texter said there, that that's going to create more problems in terms of the supply chain. The supply chain and getting people into the workforce. And so very much a concern. Look, people should be able to make those decisions with their health care providers. I mean, that's how our country works. And so, you know, again, the mandates are not what they should be doing, and we are working on that.
One quick call remaining. Brian Fargo, quickly for Senator Hovind. Go.
Senator, I'd just like to know what your thoughts on convention of states are. Do you support it? Do you think that that's something we should try and push for at this time? It's kind of feeling like most of the country's lost.
You mean a convention of the states as far as some of the constitutional provisions and that kind of thing?
Yes.
okay, I'm a big states' rights guy. Okay, I mean, I was governor there, and so I'm a big believer in the states. For example, you know, we talk about the elections a lot. The Democrats are trying to force federalization of the elections. That's wrong. We're pushing back on it. States control the elections. That's how our founding fathers set up our Constitution and our republic. So I guess my general answer is I'm always open to state empowerment. So if that is done in the context of state empowerment and our system, you know, of federalism where we have reserve authority to the states, then, you know, I would be open and supportive of it. Because, again,
might,
I think...
Might be our last line of defense, Brian. Yeah, appreciate the...
Too much control by the federal government. We have too much control by the federal government.
Thank you, Senator. Appreciate the time, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Out of time for today, folks. God bless you. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
We're Kind of Care in West Fargo, talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.